Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, you are not married, so you're not an expert on this. In fact, I don't know too many married guys who are experts on spousal relations, but part of the conventional wisdom is that couples become more alike over time. Not necessarily so, according to our next guest, Mikayla Humbad, a lead investigator in MSU psychology work and doing a lot of research on spouses. Hello, Mikayla. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Is it a matter of people becoming more alike over time in their environment, or is it a matter of the initial selection?
Well, so in the study that we did, we found that for the personality traits that we were looking at, that the spouses that were married for a longer period of time were not more similar to one another than the spouses that were married for fewer years. So that suggested to us that they weren't becoming more similar over time, and instead that they selected on those traits most likely prior to marriage.
All right. Michigan State University is involved in so many psychological projects and research opportunities. This is one of them that I think would affect just about, I'd say the vast majority of our listeners at one time have been or currently are married. But in terms of spousal research, can you tell us how this was done?
So it was done at the Minnesota Center for Twin and Family Research. So I actually didn't, I wasn't a part of the data collection, but at that center they collect a lot of different data on families. Mm-hmm. And so they have the married couples come in. And I was fortunate enough, I am fortunate enough to work with someone who did her graduate studies there and has access to that data. And because no one had really looked at the married couple in that data, I was interested in kind of answering that question using that data.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I know some couples that have what I would consider to be fundamental differences. Maybe one is a diehard Spartan, maybe another is a Wolverine, maybe one is a political conservative and the other one is progressive, and they know that every election they're going to cancel each other out. And I actually met one couple that had made a deal that they were just going to spend the time at home. They weren't going to go out and vote. Each one independently snuck out and voted, and they still canceled each other out. So it's very interesting to see the way that spouses think. And in this case, as you say, it's a matter of who was selected in the first place.
Yeah, and I think something to keep in mind is that, you know, we had a very large sample of couples, but this research does not apply to everyone. Of course there's going to be exceptions to the rule, and of course there's going to be people that are opposite that still get married. And so I think that's important to keep in mind when you think about it. So,
as you say, a very large sample. You're talking about nearly 1,300 couples. That's a huge study comparatively.
Yeah.
But in terms of some of the exceptions here, it's noted in the study that aggression may be one exception. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. So aggression was the only trait that popped up for us that did show some indication that spouses were becoming more similar over time on this trait. And we think it's probably because, you know, if someone's physically violent in the relationship or acting in a physically violent way, that may evoke the same type of reaction from the other person in that relationship, which then just, you know, they're bouncing back and forth in that manner.
Is it possible that it could work the other way, too, where the aggressive person might become more like the non-aggressive?
Absolutely. I think that could be likely as well.
All right. Marrying someone who is similar to you means what? What does it increase the chances of?
Well, definitely one thing it increases the chances of is that you're going to be more likely to pass those genes and traits on to your children. Mm-hmm. So if you're marrying someone that's more similar to you, your children are bound to be more similar to you as well.
Mikayla, I wonder how many people, as they are contemplating marriage, are thinking about that, thinking about how they want their children to grow up, what they want them to be like, and almost choosing a spouse with that in mind.
Yeah, I'm not sure if people are really thinking about that, and I don't know how much the similarity that's there that we found in the study. It was significant, but it's there to a small degree. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it makes or breaks what your children are going, what's going to happen to your children or the traits that you pass on. I think it just increases the likelihood that you'll pass on those traits.
Mikayla Humbad, our guest and the lead investigator, study about spouses and their similarities over time. I guess I'm interested in how this affects this onslaught of matchmaking and dating ads that we are exposed to. It is a never ending, but the matchmaking industry probably very interested in a study like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not completely familiar with what types of things they are matching people on. I just know that they are matching people on various characteristics, hobbies, interests, things like that. But I'm not sure about the specific personality traits, but I think that this could be of interest to them.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of the people who were surveyed here, of these 1,296 couples, had used matchmaking services.
I couldn't tell you that estimate. I'm not sure on that at all.
Yeah.
But these are relatively older adults. I mean, they're in established marriages.
Right.
So I would assume that not many of them met online.
Would you
given
guess
that it's more of a newer generation trend?
Right. Would you guess that the results from this data might change based on the age of the couples? You mentioned a lot of older couples here. If you were talking to couples who are maybe in their late 20s, would that change compared to couples in their 40s?
My hypothesis would be no, and the reason I say that is there is some research out there, some existing research that has looked at couples that are newlyweds, couples that are still not even married, and they found degrees of similarity in those couples as well for the personality traits that we assess.
You know, when you say that similarities are based on selection rather than the environment, that makes sense to me because I know so many people who think they're going to change a spouse over the course of a marriage, and that doesn't happen a lot.
And personality is relatively stable across adulthood, too. I mean, people don't change that much, at least, you know, looking around, if you look around at the people around you.
People can access this and check out the spousal similarity study, spousal similarity study. And what's the best way to do that? How do you get access to this information?
There's a few links online. I think if you just searched for it, there's different news sites that have posted some information on that.
I think if you go to msu.edu, you will find it. Right. Go to the newsroom and you will find it, and then you'll actually see the study. It pops up. I think that's where I found it. Mikayla, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us. Very interesting work.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right. We will be back in just a minute, and we're going to spend quite a bit of time with Bernie Porn, Epic MRA pollster. We're going to check out the latest information, all the numbers on the gubernatorial candidates, and some issues that are affecting the vote, and the demographic breakdowns supposedly with the special interest groups, and where they stand on this election. Very, very surprising numbers thus far, we should say. We'll be right back with Bernie Porn, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.